Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
Welcome to Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. I'm Sean Smith. Sean Parr is one of the most recognizable names in national country radio in the USA. For the last 6 years, Sean's been heard on more than 150 stations on Nash Nights Live, a show he launched for Cumulus back in 2014. After 6 months of tooling up, his new country radio show is on the air and available across Canada for any day part. And he's joining us now from Nashville. Hey, Sean, congratulations on the new show. Sean Parr is across the country.
Oh, my gosh. You talk about a kid in a candy store. I am that kid right now. And across the country, it's like this big, wide open, vast candy store.
And last time we checked in with you, you were anchoring down Nash Nights Live. Then I understand you took some time to put this thing together. Take me through that process of how you exit a great gig, and then you come and you take over all of North America with Sean Parr's Across the Country. What was that journey like?
Well, you know, what's amazing is just before I left, I had started this idea. I visited radio stations across the country. I'd never been to New Mexico. I'd never been to Detroit. I've been in New York, but didn't really get a chance to see New York. So I visited our affiliates there and went to New Orleans and Dallas, Texas, and really got a chance to meet people. But the whole reason I did it was the first station I visited was in Fresno, California. And when I called the program director there, I said, "Hey, I'd love to come by and meet the team and say hi to everybody." And he said, "Well, why?" I said, I don't want to be just a, you know, voice on your radio. I'm part of a team here, and I cherish that. So I want to get in front of your team and maybe, you know, talk to the sales team and see what we can do to help in your market." And he's like, "But we've never had a nationally syndicated person come by our studios before. We're in Fresno, California, in the middle of nowhere." I said, "Look, that's exactly why I want to come by. And let's just take the word nationally syndicated out." So when I had the opportunity to be a free agent, and I went to country radio seminar, and I met up with the guys at Key Networks, and they said, "We want to be in the Sean Parr business." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, what business is that?" And so I told them my idea, and they went nuts. And, you know, Sean Parr's Across the Country was born. And then this thing called a pandemic hits. And oh my gosh, it was really hard. And so we're like, "Okay, well, we'll just wait." And then about midway through this pandemic, we were about 3 weeks in, and I had radio stations calling me left and right saying, "Look, do you have anything? We need programming." Right. And I told my guys at Key Networks, I said, "Let's just go. Let's launch." And so we put the press release out and launched in the middle of a pandemic. And we should have 25 stations by the end of the week.
That's outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. And, you know, chaos brings opportunity, right? The business changes at times like this. And if you're in the right guy with the right talent at the right time and the get up and go to get out there and get it done, then you're sitting on a hit, man.
First of all, I'm so blessed, number one. And I've been doing radio for 30 years, and I've made a lot of friends in this business. And we're all a big, happy family. I mean, seriously, for me personally. And that's the way I treat everybody. And so I don't want to be a syndicated, quote unquote, personality. I want to be part of your family. So thank you for allowing me to be on your radio station. Just don't plug me in and play me. Let me be activated in with the team. I'm part of this family, and I take that very seriously. And I'm honored to be part of every single station. So it just makes me understand that because sometimes, you know, when we're sitting in a studio and there's nobody watching, and we know there are people listening, but you need to get out there and see these communities and meet these people that are working hard at these radio stations. It just means so much more than just the building sometimes, because the environment that we're in, let's be honest, it can get stale. It can become routine, and I don't ever want that. Right. And that's why this adventure is so exciting, to get on a plane and fly somewhere, or to get in an RV, which we have an amazing company that we're hopefully going to sign with here shortly, We call it the Par-V and tour across the country. Why wouldn't we, right?
Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
And you just get out there and you get a chance to see these people and meet our teams, and you want to, it makes you want to work harder. So when I come back into the studio and they send me their liners, I know what I'm talking about in Reno, Nevada. I know what I'm talking about when they mention a city statue or something in Jasper as part of their history at, you know, the Schnitzelbank restaurant. I know, I've eaten there, so I know all
about
that.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You got to try the kraut balls. Were amazing. So it's just incredible, right? I mean, how often do you get a chance to go to a German restaurant? I'm German-Irish.
Yeah.
And visit Jasper, which is a very German-driven town, and go to the Schnitzelbank restaurant, one of the most famous restaurants ever there, and the food was impeccable. Yeah.
Not to mention the kraut balls. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's fantastic. So how do you scale this out? How do you build an empire but still maintain that personal contact? What's your plan?
Well, I love life on the road. So we have built two studios, really. We have a studio here in Tennessee, and then we have a studio that is mobile that can go anywhere across the country, and we can broadcast from Watkins Glen at the racetrack there when we go to the NASCAR race coming up in a few months. So that's the kind of stuff that we're going to do. And we're going to visit, especially all these radio stations that believed in us early. We're going to visit every single affiliate that is on our list. And that's how we roll. So
that begs the question, though, in the middle of a pandemic, how do you roll? Like, what precautions do you take? How do you approach it?
Well, the good news is, and Sean, thank you so much for bringing that up, because the number one thing that we do, social distancing, wearing our masks, bringing our hand sanitizers. I have not been on a plane, and we just canceled a trip this weekend to Florida because of the numbers, and we're paying very close attention to the hot spots and the numbers and the you know, we're all looking for the same thing. We all want a cure. We all want a vaccine. We want to make sure that we don't by any means cause anything to go higher. And we want to visit these places that we think are going to be secure enough. Being able to get out to Watkins Glen in New York and see the racetrack and be part of NASCAR, we're going to be social distancing, and we're absolutely wearing our masks everywhere we go. I'll be honest with you, Sean. I'm nervous. And I would rather drive, Sean, to be honest, to see all of these amazing sites that I've never seen before. But I have to fly to Southern California. That's mid-September. So hopefully we're in a better place than we are with the numbers that we're seeing right now.
Well, I reckon if you're doing a morning show or a midday show or an afternoons on station or nights even, this is really essential, because one of the hallmarks of your show is the localization aspect, right? You want to be able to talk about these places, and I get it. So when we look at the show itself, how has the show been shaped around all the events that are happening in the world? It's got to be a different show than the one you did last fall, you know, in terms of what you put on the air and what you're talking about and what the listeners are feeling. Walk me through that. How has your presentation changed?
You brought up mornings and afternoons and middays, and I'm glad you did, because when we put the show together, one of the things that a lot of the stations were asking me to do was, can you do our morning show? Can you do our afternoon drive? Can we put you on our night show? And so when we sat down with my team over at Key Networks, they said, look, can you do a generic show that we can just put anywhere? And I said, absolutely. I can do the show, and then we can do the liners for each station around that show. But our show is our concept is energy, positivity, and it's all about the listeners and the music. And if you can make the music the star and the listener the star, you're going to win in everything that you do. You if you want the news, we're going to give you news. We're going to talk about the pandemic. You better believe it. We're going to talk about all the things that have been happening with civil unrest, but we're not going to delve into facts and figures about who's doing what. We're actually going to look for the positive, which we've done. and we're going to celebrate our frontline workers. And when we say frontline workers, it's, as you know, Sean, not just doctors and nurses. It's the grocery store workers. It's the truckers that go across the country. And you see them out there away from their families that are working triple and quadruple overtime because stores needed it, especially in the beginning of the pandemic. All of our paramedics and our, firefighters and our, look, police officers, they're there when you need them. They're taking a hit right now. And it's not been an easy time, but they're still there. You know, not all of them are bad. So we're out there. Our show is all about positivity and finding the good in what people are doing across the country. In Northern California, you had all of these guys from a classic car show delivering food and sanitizer and masks and supplies that farmers needed out there that have been going through such a hard time in Southern California. And we look for stories like that. And we give a lot of energy and celebrate what it is we get to do, play country music and our country family. So it's been fun.
So where do you go from here? What's the next thing you want to get to?
I just can't wait to get out on the road. I want this pandemic over more than anybody because I want this country to be healed. I want our economy to get back together. And I want our country music stars to get back out there and heal with the music, too, as we've seen, with Garth doing the amazing thing that he did with the drive-in and how many people, 350,000 people showed up. Mm-hmm. That's insane. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was really tremendous.
That tells me that people are starving for live entertainment, and our family of country stars can certainly deliver that.
Thanks so much, my friend. I really appreciate it.
Sean, I appreciate you, man. Anytime you need me, I'm here.
Sean Parr is host of Sean Parr's Across the Country, available for mornings, middays, afternoons, or nights, distributed by Momentum Media Networks. For more information on the show, contact Michael Ohlstrom at michael@momentummediamarketing.com.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.
I'm Andrea Askowitz.
And I'm Allison Langer. And we are the hosts of Writing Class Radio, a podcast, but we are so much more. We have writing classes. So if you are looking for live online classes where you can join a community, write to a prompt, get feedback, and get better, check out all our classes at writingclassradio.com. And listen to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts and at writingclassradio.com.